Hey, Sister Travelers. Well, I recently had someone share with me that they had a concern when they're traveling by themselves, what to do if they got sick while they were traveling and what should they do? So today I'm going to actually address that question and answer how you can stay healthy while traveling solo. Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. So this topic of staying healthy while you're traveling is actually right up my alley. Aside from loving and having a passion for travel, I used to actually be a health coach, and I have been involved in the health and wellness industry for well over 30 years as, you know, a health coach, but also as a fitness instructor, and then just having grown up, you know, just being aware of my health. My mother was very health conscious. And so, to be honest, your health, you know, staying healthy while you travel actually begins beforehand, so that you can go about your travels with the energy and the vibrancy that you need and not even have to worry about possibly getting sick. So I'm going to share with you just some tips, things that I do that kind of help, you know, so you don't get sick while you are traveling. So the first thing is you want to make sure beforehand you have built up your immune system. Let's say, for example, you suffer from allergies and you are kind of struggling maybe with that, you know, even before you go on your trip. You're going to want to make sure you get that under control before you leave on your travels. So building up your immune system requires quite a few things. And just some of the basics, I'm sure you all know them, is obviously you want to reduce your stress. You want to be able to get plenty of sleep. You want to have some good restful sleep before you go, because we know as we travel, a lot of times our sleep patterns can get a little messed up. We might not be on our regular sleeping schedule. So you want to make sure you're getting that sleep even beforehand, and so that you're not going on your trip already exhausted, right? Because that's only just really going to set you up for some potential just, you know, maybe feeling run down. And, you know, because travel does require a lot of energy, does require, you know, both physically, maybe mentally as well. I mean, you're in new places, you're experiencing different things. So there's an amount of stress as well that kind of goes into travel, not just, you know, the flight and all that. Another thing you want to do beforehand and during your travels is you want to make sure you are hydrating. Okay, so we make sure you're drinking plenty of water is really the liquid of choice here, especially if you plan to do some drinking while you are on your travels. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you go to another country and you want to enjoy your time, but you want to make sure you're hydrating in addition to that alcohol, all right? And that also would be something you want to do beforehand. So, you know, reduce your stressors, sleep, and hydrate are kind of your basics in helping you make sure your immune system is built up before you go. There are some other things. Obviously, you watch what you eat is another way. I mean, you can't be eating junk, you know, all day, every day before you go, because then your body, again, is not getting the nutrients that it needs for your travels. And again, you're going to just set yourself up to potentially get tired and, you know, maybe run down. So watch what you eat beforehand and maybe even while you're on your trip. I know we want to enjoy what we're doing in our travels as far as enjoying the culinary experiences while we're over there, right? Because we're probably experiencing different cuisine that we're used to. Now, for me, I especially have to watch what I eat because I have a lot of food allergies. And if I slip up, then sometimes I'm going to start to feel sick. And I don't want to feel sick while I am traveling. So I really try to watch. And yes, it might mean I have to decline, you know, having dessert or something while I'm traveling, right? Or it might mean that I can't have that Nepali pizza because I'm actually allergic to cheese, believe it or not. So, you know, just making sure I'm staying on, I don't want to say diet, but my regular eating sort of regimen for me, making sure I'm getting plenty of fruits and vegetables as well while I'm traveling, which can be really challenging in some countries. Where, you know, maybe getting a healthy salad is a little more challenging, but I do try to do that. So, you know, if you know you're going someplace where that might be challenging, or you might not be able to get some of those things that you are used to eating, then making sure before you go, right, you have built up your immune system by doing those kind of four things that I've just mentioned, okay? And it's just kind of common sense, because if you are completely stressed out before you go on your trip, you haven't slept, you're exhausted, and then you take this 16-hour flight, right? You're not sleeping well on the plane. I don't know anybody that really sleeps well on a plane. And you're getting to your destination, and you're going and going, going usually, right? And so you're just making matters worse, right? Because you're already exhausted. You already have the stress that is, you know, kind of broken down your immune system a little bit. Then you get into, you know, that fight and flight kind of response system in your body, which can even make some matters worse and set you up for, you know, if you come in contact with germs or a virus while you're traveling that you're not going to be able to fight back with, because you've already kind of, your whole body system is pretty depleted. So making sure beforehand you have set yourself up for success. I also travel with some supplements, things that kind of help me. I take some stuff beforehand. For example, Airborne was actually developed for traveling by a school teacher. And that's a great, you know, way to just get some of those nutrients that you might need to help fight off any kind of germs. Some other things you might consider, obviously, is, you know, making sure you're washing your hands as often as you can while you're traveling. And then just to put your mind at ease, I do recommend that you do buy some travel insurance, especially if you're going to a foreign country where maybe your personal health insurance is not accepted. So depending on where you're traveling, you know, if you're traveling within your own country, then it might be fine to use. But I would check to make sure your current health insurance does cover you in where you're going. And if not, purchasing travel insurance. Now, just realize that travel insurance is helpful. People have used it, particularly if maybe they've injured themselves while on a trip. But most have, in small print, they write that they do not cover anything related to, say, a COVID illness, right? Or having to be life flighted. That's definitely not in the fine print. That's not included. So make sure you read your fine print if you do get some travel insurance before you go on your trip. So get yourself healthy before you go gallivanting into your travels, folks. Make sure you're reducing your stress. Get some sleep. Make sure you're sleeping and you're getting sufficient sleep. Make sure you hydrate before and while you're traveling. And then watching what you eat both beforehand, right? So you're going healthy already. And even maybe while you're in your travels, just being aware of maybe certain things that you know you might react to, or things that just might be a little too rich for your body, and get some travel insurance possibly, and then take I take a lot of vitamin C before I go, or airborne, just different supplements that help sort of boost my immune system so that I can bite things off, right, while I am traveling. So I hope that helps, and you can prepare yourself before you go on your next trip to make sure you are healthy so you can fully enjoy your travels while you're away. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you, or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.